action of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine.
Are you fucking with me?
I am
just disagreeing with you. In America, we have the freedom of speech, the right to disagree.
Any human being, anywhere, is well within his right to do whatever is necessary, by any means necessary, to protect his life and property, especially in a country where the federal government itself has proven that it is either unable or unwilling to protect the lives and property of those human beings.
54, Pierce.
Jesus said, let your yes be yes and your no, no. Anything more comes from the evil one. Think about that. Even in the words you speak, there is a boundary. You don't need to embellish. You don't need to argue. You don't need to defend.
All right. So we're back with the roundtable here in October. Clem and General Lee and Foop are here, which they were here last month, and we're waiting on a couple of people who may or may not show up.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was really enjoyed that last one, mate. It was brilliant.
Yeah, I had fun.
It was a lovely time.
Yeah, it was good.
Clem learned who Klaus Schwab is. Now it's in her background. Have you guys been watching Monster on Netflix?
No, what is it? Oh, Ed Gein.
Yeah,
I've seen the first. It's a mini series, isn't it, Fox?
Yeah.
Oh, right here.
I've seen the first. I guess the pilot episode one.
I don't know if this is a true story or if they're just making their own story, but they're making it sound like he was the inspiration for the Psycho character that Alfred Hitchcock. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Texas Chainsaw as well, I think he's part of that.
Yeah.
So crazy, mate, isn't it?
Oh yeah. And the episodes are long as fuck. Like
they're like a kind of near enough a film in themselves, aren't they? They are long.
Yeah.
Which
like
I think,
when the first one was over, I told my wife, like, that was only one episode. It felt like three episodes, or maybe that was just how many times he jerked off.
Yeah,
because
he would put a weirdo in it.
He would put his mom's clothes on and jerk off. This is the guy that they based Norman Bates off of. It's on Netflix right now.
Wasn't he?
It's not a Jeff Stryker film, Fuba.
Asphyxiating as well when he was masturbating, Fox.
What?
When he was trying to asphyxiating himself at the back of that door when his mum caught him. He was strangling himself.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, autoerotic asphyxiation.
Right.
The Michael Hutchins disease.
Exactly.
Yeah, dude, I don't know if this is... It can't be real, but the way they incorporated all these real people into it is kind of... It's interesting. But, yeah. Was he a real person, General? Do you know? Or is this
Ed Gein, yeah. Yeah, he was American serial killer.
Yeah. No shit.
But whether he used to make like lamps and shit out of human skin and stuff. Yeah, he was proper fucked up. But yeah. He was like abused off his mum and stuff. So they've always got like a backstory to him, haven't they? Sort of what set him off.
Yeah.
Because it's just not normal behavior, that is it?
No.
Yeah, it's fucked up, mate. But as for if this series is like legit, I'm not sure, mate. I've not, like I said, I've only watched one of the episodes. I will finish it off, and I hope it is all fact. Or, you know, I should imagine there's a bit of fiction thrown in.
Right, I think it all does. You know,
yeah, it's even got to.
Like the Ted Kaczynski movie. You know, they got to throw extra shit in there just to make it look better. Well, I don't think everything is factual.
Yeah, they did that with the John Bobbitt movie too.
Yeah.
He had four dicks. Four. She cut off three of them. He kept one. Did they tell you that?
What?
Yeah. Look at it. He had four dicks.
Oh,
three of them were his, and he had someone else's. They don't know whose.
When did that movie come out?
Conspiracy.
When did that movie come out?
The Bobbitt movie?
Is that what it was called?
Wasn't it John Bobbitt Uncut? No, that's his real porn he made. Let me look that up. Let's see. John.
Sorry, I derailed this with Bobbitt.
Yeah, we're high.
Sorry.
I've got a good name for a John Bobbitt movie.
What is it?
Ridiculous.
John Wayne Bobbitt, Uncut, 1994. It's his porn movie that he made.
I think I'll pass on that one.
Yeah,
that's what I thought too. Until somebody put it on.
Yeah, I think we'll
watch it.
I think we'll watch it. That's how I get Fupa to watch Jeff Stryker movies.
I've never seen a Jeff. I don't know. That's not true. I have seen a Jeff Stryker.
You have? Was it Santa on, coming?
I don't know what it was. It was a party. It was one summer I was home and we were underage and we rented a hotel room to drink in. And we thought it'd be funny if we got the porno channel. It's one of those. This motel actually was shut down for filming people having sex and selling those tapes. So we got the adult channels and kept them on at the party. It was a good time.
But did you watch the Jeff Stryker? Was it one of the ones where he had sex with other people or was it one of his classic jerk-off movies?
I think there were other people in the movie. We didn't really watch it.
You got to see his jerk-off movies.
He's famous for blowing himself, right?
Supposedly.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I think that was his. My friend actually met him or saw him. He apparently, Jeff Stryker is hilarious. And
is
he
still alive? No.
Yeah. And he does like a one man, like sort of stand up show in P Town. And he's like super funny. But my friend met him at like some porn awards and he was like, or something, he was doing a show. And this was one of my gay friends. And he's like, it's as big as they say it is. It almost hit me in the face. I ducked.
So he was doing stand-up comedy and he just randomly pulled out his dick?
No, it was was at some porn awards or something that my friend saw him. But he does a comedic one-man show in Provincetown. And he's apparently hilarious.
Huh.
Can you just randomly pull out your dick if you're Jeff Stryker, though? Like, isn't it expected?
I think so.
Right. Like, oh, it's just random. It's what you're known for.
I know Joey Diaz, when he's doing stand-up, he'll pull his balls out all the time.
is that true? I don't know anything anymore who anybody is. Does he really do that? Is it really a comic?
Oh, yeah.
Why does he pull out? I'm going to have to watch him now.
I guess he thinks it's funny.
I mean, it is.
I used to skateboard with a bunch of guys when I was like a teenager. And their favorite thing to do while they were riding on their skateboard was like to pull out their balls and be like, hang a brains.
That's not safe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right. So in the Army. Now, you know, the BDU pants have buttons, right? Instead of zipper.
Yeah.
The camouflage BDU pants. So there was this dude in my platoon. He would pull out like part of his nutsack through the buttons, and he would walk up to people and ask them if they want a piece of gum. And he would have a piece of his nutsack hanging out through his pants.
Do you want a piece of gum?
Yeah.
Was it what flavor was it?
Oh, I don't know. Nut sack flavor.
Minty like the gold bond.
Ball balicious. Big league chew.
I like to stick my thumb out the fly of my pants. And like pretend I'm jerking off while sitting on the couch next to Fupa.
I don't know what she's doing. I don't know. I'm watching TV.
Like all the time. Till he notices.
I think it could be you. It could be Jeff Straker. I
also do that to my friends. So, like,
this is why we have so many friends.
Look, they could look at, they're both gone. We ruined the party.
R.I.P.
I'm here.
Oh, I thought you meant your friends. We're dead from watching you pretend to jack off on your fake penis.
Sorry to change subjects. How many of you were watched it, Ed Gein?
Ed Gein?
Yeah.
Fupa, did you watch? You said you watched some, Clem, right?
I've watched the first one.
What, Murder on Monster on Netflix?
Yeah, Monster.
Yeah, we don't have Netflix.
Oh,
we should get Netflix back. Oh, we should have done that all the time.
They keep raising the prices. My wife won't let me get rid of it. I've tried. I'm like, we got all these other apps, all these other channels, and it's like, nope, I got to keep that too. Every time they raise the price, it pisses me off.
Oh,
it's shit, mate, isn't it? Clem, and I'll send you a link after, see if this link works, but I'll send you after, Clem.
Oh, okay.
It's like a streaming app.
Perfect. What's the app?
TTV.
Oh, okay, I'll check it out. Because we watch Tubi.
I got Tubi.
Yeah, that's like, you could put just some films on that, and they're like not the best, but you get a lot of like, B-movies on there. Some decent B-movies as well, you know.
On the one you're talking about, or on Tubi? Because on Tubi, you get a lot of good low-budget movies.
Yeah, on Tubi, but on that TTV, you can literally get anything on it. TV series, films, all latest stuff, what's out. I don't like majority of my Blu-ray copies as well.
Oh, I'll check it out.
You can stream it or download it.
I will check it out.
Yeah,
Pluto TV is a good free one too.
That's, we have that one too.
What's it called, Fox?
Pluto TV.
Ludo.
Pluto, like the planet.
The dwarf planet.
Yeah.
Is it good? What's on it, Fox? Is it like mainly film or a bit of both?
Both. Like I watch King of Queens. They got a channel that's just King of Queens. And I'll watch
that's a dedicated channel.
Yeah. It's amazing how many fucking episodes they got, because I thought I've been watching that for years and I still find new ones. It's great.
What's it called, mate?
King of Queens. It's just a comedy. It's a sitcom. Yeah.
We watched The Monster Squad. I think that was on Pluto, right?
I don't remember what it was on.
I think we watched that on Pluto.
Monster Squad, the film?
Yes.
That's an old one, isn't it?
Yeah.
I
was a kid. I saw that in the theater with my dad when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's a classic, that one, isn't it? A cult classic.
So the guy who played Rudy in it is like my childhood tweens years crush. Like, I had a fan club for him and everything.
The greaser guy?
Yeah, I had a fan club for that guy because he was on Kids Incorporated. Which I loved when I was like a 12, 13. So that movie, 44. I saw that every day at the theater the week that it played. The Monster Squad. So I went to see it every single day.
Did the horror film scare you back then, Claire?
No, and I just had, I was like a 13. 12, 13, something like that. And I just had the biggest crush on that guy, you know? It's like my first real, like, childhood crush. Celebrity crush.
Yeah, we were watching it the other night, and she was pretending to jack off.
Yeah, no, I was really jacking off.
With your thumb. Thumb on the fly.
A lot of kids in that movie.
All right. You guys are in Manhattan, right?
No, we're in Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn?
We're in Manhattan fairly. I work in Manhattan.
Yeah, and I used to work in Manhattan. Why? What do you need to know?
I was listening to a podcast today, and they were talking about Aleister Crowley performed this ritual in Manhattan. This was in like 1917 or 1918. And it was, I guess it was intended to like open a portal.
Like in Sunnydale, like on Buffy?
Yeah, they used to do this for like legit. This is a thing that they did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He took Jack Parsons and L. Ron Hubbard out to the desert.
Yeah.
It's called the Babylon Working. And they were trying to summon a Babylon goddess or something like that.
Yeah.
Did they fuck?
Yes. Well, I don't know about in that particular time, but he used to do sex magic.
He was banging Jack Parsons' wife.
Yeah.
Because he convinced him that it, I don't know. And that's where L. Ron Hubbard learned about a lot of his, what's that religion? Scientology.
Scientology.
A lot of Scientology is based Aleister Crowley work. What do you know about that generally? He's from England, right?
Yeah, I know a little bit about it, mate. Yeah. Not like shitloads, like, but I'm not quite sure about his time in New York, because a lot of people say a lot of his shit was made up.
Right.
Well, I don't know. Like I say, there's a lot more people that know more about Crowley than me. But he's still an interesting dude, I think.
I'm looking him up now, and this is turning into a shitty horror movie, because it turns out the place in New York where he did a lot of his stuff is now the library where I went to college and spent a lot of time.
No shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, where is it?
It's Washington Square South.
Oh, is that, wow.
Volk's Library, yeah. What?
Is that New York Library?
It's a college library. I went to NYU, so it's the NYU library.
Yeah, it's in Manhattan.
The big one.
I went one there, a big, massive one. Huge it was. It had different floors.
The library is. I don't know about the building that he was in before it, but library. Let me see if I can. I don't know how to do this. I'm going to send a picture of it to Clem and make her do it. The library is a weird looking place too, because it's got. Inside, it has a giant bust of Elmer Holmes Bobst, who the library is named after, and it's a real creepy-looking guy. Anyway, I'm derailing this, so go on again.
Send me the picture. I'll share it.
Anyway, I don't know what I missed while I was away, but so it was called the Amalantra Working.
Amalantra Working.
And... oh, he opened these portals for interdimensional entities.
That's where he did it.
Well, I think they said that on a few of the rituals.
Nice. You know, like
that. Yeah, that's a beautiful building, that, isn't it? No wonder they picked it.
So that's, I
wonder how old that is.
That's probably the building he did it in, right, Fupa?
No, I think it was built on, they knocked down the building it was in, and that's there now, but I can find that out. Anyway, go on, I want to hear about it.
Yeah, I think didn't he try open portals at Bolskin House as well at Loch Ness? And didn't he do something in Paris, I'm sure, with Night of Pan ritual? I could be wrong on that being Paris, but that's why he left Bolskin House. Just left the ritual open.
Well, I'm not sure if that was the same one or a different one, because...
I'm not sure.
Like I said, this one here is called Alamantra Working, but then the one in... out in the desert was called Babylon Working. And then he was, but anyway, this one in Manhattan, they were summoning an entity named Lamb.
Oh, the alien thing.
And when it showed up, it looked just like a classic gray alien.
Gray alien, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
I don't know, man.
It looks like a gray alien, doesn't it? Like a blueprint for a gray alien.
Who knows, man?
I know.
You
know,
like, I was listening to they were talking about cattle mutilations today.
Oh, yeah, that's
one of the podcasts I listened to. And one of the theories that they believe was that, so they were using them as like, what was it? Surrogate birth vessels for like hybrid creatures. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's mad, isn't it?
What?
It always seems like a UFO, right around a UFO spotting is where, and then anytime there's cattle mutilation, there's like usually like UFO sightings around the same area or something
that. Yeah, that's it's a big connection there, isn't there? You always hear it.
They thought they were trying to use them to like birth like hybrid creatures or something like that.
I've heard something about that, Fox. Well, it was like a womb. They used a womb of the, it's like it's compatible to a human.
Exactly. That's the word I was trying to think of.
That's
like a surrogate birth vessel.
That's it. Or a womb. Birth vessel, mate. The womb.
Crazy, do you guys think octopuses are aliens? I do.
They're weird.
They do, but there was a little short and our DNA is very close to an octopus. I don't know how to get that, but I don't know if it's true or not, if anyone can confirm.
You remember, like, over the, what was it, this summer, last summer? I can't even remember because, like, the world's so fucked. We're like, who fucking cares? They told us that aliens were real and they did find alien life here on Earth. So I'm like, it's a fucking octopuses, isn't it?
Well, they say half of the creatures that are in the ocean we haven't even found yet.
Yeah.
So the octopus might
I think it is.
That might be normal compared to some of the shit down there.
Hey, mate, you've got a good point. There could be anything, couldn't there?
I think they're the aliens. I don't know. That's just what I think.
Hey, mer people, mate. There's bound to be mer people.
Yeah, maybe.
I want to see some mer people.
Oh, you're going to see some cat butthole in a second. There goes. No, I like when they said that, I'm like, octopuses, they have to be, or octopi. Is that how you say it? Plural?
Octopi.
They sounds have to be the aliens, right? Because they said they're here, and I thought they said they're in the ocean. Can't be the fucking plankton. It's got to be the octopus.
No, that's a little weak sauce. Although the bioluminescence. Yeah.
Oh, I love bioluminescence.
Well, they're trying to prepare us for Project Bluebeam.
What's that?
So you guys know who Wernher von Braun is?
No, you're going to have to explain this to me.
Well, I mean, he's the one that told us about it. But he used to be, he was a Nazi who came across through Operation Paperclip, but they put him in the NASA program. He was in charge of the moon landing. He was in charge of NASA during the moon landing, I should say.
He's like the rocket expert of the world.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And so like when he was on his deathbed, there was a lady that he worked with in some capacity and he wanted her to be like his spokesperson. And so he was dying and he told her the evolution of how this new world order was going to take place. And it started with like he walked through World War One, World War Two, all that, and then but the final thing was called Project Bluebeam, and that's when they introduced aliens, and that is supposed to usher in like a one world religion and get everybody on the same page for them to carry out their agenda. I know it sounds crazy, but
no, that sounds.
Yeah, I mean, those are the types of plans I make. So
Nothing sounds crazy anymore. I'm totally.
It's like my control in it. It's like,
oh, you had that. Remember that? That mall in was it Florida? But they supposedly they had footage of like a bunch of 9 foot tall shadow people walking around, and there was a whole bunch shitload of cop cars there.
Oh yeah, was it about 2 years ago or something like that?
Yeah,
mall?
Yeah.
Wait, what's this?
I am reading the wrong shit.
Fox, you need to be forwarding these articles more often.
Half of it I just listened to.
We're missing the good shit.
Fucking hell.
Bayside Marketplace in downtown Miami.
Okay, yeah.
Is that it? I'm looking through stuff.
Yeah, it started out as some kids got into it with each other. And supposedly a bunch of cops showed up. Not one single ambulance. It's just a shitload of cop cars. And supposedly there's a video of like 9 foot tall, like shadow people walking around. Like
shit,
you
man.
Can't really tell
what it is.
What it is or any of that. But I think they're just trying to.
Think it's a diversion.
They're trying to prepare us for this Project Bluebeam.
They're trying to slow roll us for alien acceptance.
Yeah.
So they can come in and take us over. Well, I mean, we're used to having our labor slaved, so what else is new?
I mean, but Klingons have two dicks, so.
John Wayne Bobbitt, double Klingon.
So they're better than us.
I don't know. Look, I don't even know if that's true. You're trying to say.
Dicks. Some men don't either. It's not. It's all about what you like.
But
didn't you say Bobbitt had four dicks though?
He's double Klingon. Yeah. Both his parents are Klingons.
All right.
So he's got four.
Wait, do Klingons really have two dicks, or is that just something you made up and told me, Fuba? And
Klingons, I don't know a lot about Star Trek, and I don't want to like fake geek cred or anything because I really don't. But supposedly Klingons have a backup of every major organ, which has led to Trekkies being like, that means they have two dicks. And apparently, there's a scene in The Next Generation where Worf's peeing, and like you can see two streams or something. But I don't. Okay, I mean, that's easily provable, but
does that mean you've got two assholes?
Is an asshole a major organ, though?
Two assholes.
I mean, is the penis an organ?
That would be so confusing, that having two assholes, wouldn't it? You would be like, ah, what's going on?
Oh, you could poop twice.
You could.
Oh, I've had
multiple streams of piss before.
But you might be part Klingon.
With two assholes, though, you could have diarrhea and constipation at the same time.
You could be weeing and pooing at the same time as well.
Weeing and pooing.
I do that all the time.
Fucking hell.
Remember, I sit down on the toilet.
I have confirmation that Klingons do not have two assholes.
No.
Unfortunately, the idea is a misunderstanding of their double organs, which, while true for some organs like livers and hearts, has never been confirmed for their excretory system. So they might. We just don't know.
Yeah, it sounds a bit messed up, but I don't know.
Did you guys read the thing I sent today?
Yeah, I read some of it.
Peter Thiel, yeah.
Thinking Greta Thunberg's the fucking Antichrist. Fupa loves Greta.
She's cool. She'll do things that she walks the walk. She'll go farther than most people will go for what she believes in. And I think that's pretty fucking admirable. So
yeah, she's a proper attention seeker, isn't she? You can tell.
That's the thing is, I think she's legit. I don't think she's doing it for the attention. I think she does things and goes farther than a lot of people will do while they safely complain from their couches. So I don't know, going and getting arrested and beaten up is, for what you believe in, I think it's pretty admirable.
I like her anger level. I get a kick out of people with uncontrollable rage. Her anger level is like a ray of sunshine in my heart.
She's proper passionate, ain't she? So I mean, first place to her, no, she's you know, everybody's got their own opinion, aren't they?
Right.
But yeah, like Peter Thiel calling her the Antichrist, like, come on, what? Like fucking Peter Thiel complaining that the end of times is coming and the Antichrist is near because he can't hide his money in fucking tax havens. I remember that's exactly what Jesus wanted, rich people to hide their money in tax havens.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm glad he talked some shit about Bill Gates, though.
Right, but that's so he just can't like
be all bad.
That's just like the worst person you know saying something. He's come on, Fox. We know you hate Peter Thiel.
I don't know much about him. Who is he, Clem? Fox.
He funded. Well, he's got a company called Palantir, and they sell spyware and espionage equipment to the intelligence agencies. Okay. So yeah, he's basically the backbone of the surveillance state.
He basically finances Silicon Valley. He's a venture capitalist, private equity, wannabe fucking tech bro. I don't know. Is he a tech bro? He sued Gawker out of existence.
He's the reason Hulk Hogan, that whole Hulk Hogan trial Gawker takedown happened.
Yeah, he funded Hogan.
He funded Hulk Hogan.
Against.
Which, whatever you feel about that is.
Against fine. What?
Against Gawker, the website.
Gawker Media published, and I don't even remember all the details. They published his sex tape where he said racist shit, and then.
Said the N word like 30 times, didn't he?
I've never actually seen the video, and I feel like I should.
I've heard some audio from it, and he drops it way too freely and comfortably.
Is it
like just, with a hard R?
Is it deliberately done, or do you think it's natural? Saying that, who knows?
Maybe they set him up. Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing was like his good friend is this guy Bubba the Love Sponge, who's I don't know if it's a shock jock or a old style Howard Stern wannabe or what, but he is Hulk Hogan's good friend and. He has always been trying to get Hulk Hogan to fuck his wife. And so he finally did. And the guy's known for videotaping dudes fucking his wife. So he got Hogan to fuck his wife and he videotaped it.
So he got Hogan to cuck him. Just say what it is. He cucked him.
Whatever. Right. Just call it what you want.
Well, he was the cuck and Hulk Hogan would be what?
The bull?
The bull. Oh, let me find it. But anyways, that got out.
But I mean, if it was a setup, it's not as bad as the Mel Gibson deal. Were you guys familiar with that?
What's that, man?
Which one?
The phone calls that got recorded.
Oh, God.
What was he
making? So he had a kid with this model chick. She was like from, I want to say like she was from Eastern Europe or something. And she just had an accent. I don't know where she was from. I'm guessing. But you could tell that you're not even allowed to record phone calls. Right. If someone doesn't know, but she would get him so fucking pissed off on purpose. And he would just start saying shit off the wall, shit like threats and N words and all this shit. And she put it all over. What is it? She sold it to. What's that site? Not Hollywood. Anyway, she sold it and they plastered it all over the place. You can't find it anymore. I'm pretty sure he paid to have it
removed,
scrubbed off the internet. Because I used to listen to that shit and just laugh my ass off. Like, I'll give you an example though. This whole time he's talking to her, thinks he's talking to her on the phone. She's recording everything. He goes, "Oh, that green outfit you had on, that was something else. I can see your pussy from behind." And then he goes, if you get raped by a pack of N-words, it's not going to be my fault. You know, and he's just saying all kinds of shit like that.
Let's imagine, though, like, how could it be his fault? What would he have to do?
Yeah, it was, like I said, you can't find it anymore. I'd like to play him on the podcast.
Yeah, that would be
like I said, uncontrollable rage is one of my favorite things.
Is that what I always thought?
I dig it because I get it.
Yeah, it's funny because my dad used to be like that. Like, he would just fucking fly off the handle and just out of control.
Yeah.
And at the time, I wasn't laughing, but looking back now, it's like, oh, that shit was funny.
Yeah, because it's just so.
At the time, I was scared.
Yeah, it's just so, and I don't mean to insult your father in any way, but people who do that, it's childish. That's how a toddler behaves.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's why it's funny, because it's a grown person.
I'm not saying I don't follow in his footsteps. I flip the fuck out myself, and then later on I laugh about it. I'm like, okay,
yeah.
I usually laugh if I get at certain things, like, you know, that uncontrollable rage. Like, I also got to tell you guys this. Okay, so I'm like menopausal, so I got hormones flying out of control, and I was kind of mad at FUPA. I had to go to Staples to pick something up, and there was like a long line at Staples and like only one, like two people working. And I was like fucking furious, like just uncontrollable. Like, but now I laugh at it because it's like, why was I that fucking angry?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Like, where I work. So we get a 15-minute break, and you got to walk quite a ways to the bathroom. Well, this dude was walking in front of me because he was looking at his phone, like a lot of young people do. And I was in a hurry, but the way we were walking, I couldn't get by him. Well, he must have really been interested in what he was looking at, because when he got to the door of the restroom, he stopped. And so I walked by him and shoulder checked him and tried to knock the phone out of his hand.
Good for you. I'm proud of you. I aspire to that.
That's brilliant.
I do that.
And then I felt bad later, but that's what I'm talking about, uncontrollable rage.
I remove myself from the situation and go walk it off. Because, okay, so I've said this on my podcast. I've said this on, but generally doesn't know this. I can't say my name in public and be angry, because my real name is Karen.
Oh, you should have told me that.
So
fortunately, I'm 10,000 times more of a Karen than she is.
Oh, he's a fucking Karen. I'm very self-aware of my emotions for the most part. And so I'm like, no, I am just fucking angry. And I used to fly into uncontrollable rages when I was younger, but now I'm a grown woman. And I'm like, nope, I just got to go walk this fucking shit off, and I will remove myself from a situation. Well, I walked all that day at Staples. I walked all the way back home, like fucking stomping. Or didn't even get my thing I needed to pick up.
You were
go
not
back
happy.
The next day.
And then...
Does it just come from Norwalk, then?
I'm not the type of person who's, I'm not, what makes it even worse is I'm going to start yelling and I am not mad at the people working there. I'm just like old man screaming at the sky because what is pissing me off
is that the
companies won't pay anyone enough to fucking work there and won't staff enough that I'm not standing in a line in Staples 2 days
before
Christmas.
Half their shit doesn't work anyway because they don't really care if they sell anything.
So I got no one to fucking yell at, and I am, and it is, and when it's menopause, it is hormones, and they just, the levels of your estrogen just drop so low, you're behaving like a fucking man losing his shit. You're just pure testosterone at this point, so you're a dude losing his shit. It's fucking crazy.
Yep, here comes the man hating now.
No, I didn't say that. But you guys are dudes. You know how when you're with the testosterone, that's a fucking. This is I'm sorry that you have to deal with that. That's some fucking rage inducing shit.
It's fine.
I'm joking here.
Yeah. And so you know how you feel when you're full of rage. You know, I normally have estrogen that calms that down. And then I don't, and it's like a dude level of angry that's unexplainable.
Uncontrollable.
It's fucking it's steam coming out my fucking ears.
Yeah, how many people have got that? Because I guess it's a problem, isn't it?
It's.
I don't mean it in a bad way. What I'm saying is, you know, if you just react like that.
Yeah.
That causing it.
It's not good for me.
Yeah, imagine, mate. Shit.
I'm talking about, this is like, I'm menopausal, so, you know, it's different. Like, normal when that's not happening, I'm like, I'm just, okay, I'm not mad. Let's just count to 10.
Have you found anything what's like really helped you, like, get through it at parts?
Fox is going to hate this. You're going to hate this, Fox. SSRIs.
Oh.
Are they antidepressants?
Yes.
My wife takes them, and I just stay out of it now. I tried. So she had cancer, and literally.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, she's good now. This was about 3 years ago. And I literally looked up the one she was taking, and it caused the same kind of cancer that she had.
Oh.
And I'm like, what was it? Shit, I can't think of the name of it now. It's not leukemia. It's like the type that's in your lymphoma.
Lymphoma. Right, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And she's good now. You know, I started looking it up, and I'm like, this shit that you're taking, it causes lymphoma. And
which
she got over it, now she's taking it again.
Which antidepressant was it?
I don't know. Yeah, if I told you, it wouldn't be right anyway, because it's like she uses like a generic.
Yeah, but
I
use a generic, and I refer to, I know the. Let me look it up.
You want to know if it's the one you take? If you tell me what it is, I will know, but I can't think of it.
I take Zoloft.
No, it's not that.
Or Sertraline is the generic name.
But I mean, if you look it up, I mean, I'm sure there are some types that it causes that they have to tell you that shit.
That's crazy, that, mate.
Yeah. Yeah.
For you to have an illness and you're actually taking the illness whilst being there. So you're making yourself sick attacking them, aren't you? Obviously, I mean, fucking hell, that's crazy, that, man.
Any pharmaceutical, man, almost half of that shit's made out of petroleum.
Yeah,
and it was all started by the Rockefellers back because they had excess runoff of the, when they were making oil and shit, they would have to pay to get rid of the garbage, and they tried to find how can they sell it instead of pay for it to be dealt with. And so he started wiggling his way into the, you know, he would fund colleges and shit. Next thing you know, he was running the entire medicine, you know, the whole medicine thing. Oh, I mean, he ran it all. Yeah. And he even had a campaign to outlaw, like, you know, he would pay like Edward Bernays or whoever to run campaigns to make holistic medicine look like it was like a quack or something like that. Like,
yeah,
no,
like,
that shit's
like,
real.
Snake oil salesman kind of trying to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably where that phrase came from.
There are definitely holistic things that work. Definitely. Right. I don't care what the fuck they say. There's also, I mean, I'm not opposed to modern medicine. I think SSRIs are overprescribed and antidepressants in general. But I am going to say, if you have anxiety, like real anxiety, nothing is going to make you feel better and ease that constant anxiety struggle in your head.
Just builds up.
The noise that, you know, the darkness that just kind of, nothing will ease that the way an SSRI will.
Oh, I believe it. I'm not saying that it's not true.
But if you're like depressed, it's not going to do anything for you. If you're like not experiencing an anxiety disorder, it's like you're fucking with your brain for no reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I think everybody's different though, aren't they? It's like with any medication, really. I think some people can benefit from it and it might have the opposite effect for somebody else.
Yeah.
And like a lot of it, from what I know, what I've read about them, and people I know who take them, it's like a lot of it's trial and error. So like they might try it for a couple of months and then they're not feeling anything, so then they try something else and you feel like that's a bit of like a fucking guinea pig in it. That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah,
throw medication in your face.
I had that kind of experience with them. I'm not on them anymore, but they tried me on. Well, they tried me on Zoloft, and I gained like 50 pounds in like 4 months. And I'm like, that's enough of that. And then they tried me on other things, and I was like, none of it was working for me. And I felt like it was making my brain going crazy, and I wasn't feeling like myself anymore.
So I just have a look, see what it's called over here, mate. Sorry.
What's that?
I want to see what it's called over here. It's probably called something else. What's it called? Zoloft?
Yeah, it's sertraline.
Sertraline?
Oh, I've heard of sertraline, yeah.
Yeah, that's the generic
name. Same stuff.
Yeah, I take the generic one. I just call it Zoloft because it's easier to say.
Yeah, right. They're just the same generics. They're just cheaper. It's just, it might not.
It's the clinical name of the drug, whereas Zoloft is the brand name that they marketed
that's
under.
It,
so
mate.
It doesn't sound like Zerkleflekakoff.
I had a client who was a doctor. So she's a doctor.
Yeah.
And she said, take the generic of everything. It is the exact same medication.
Right.
Like, no matter what it is. Advil, I'll say I'm going to pick up Advil, but I pick up generic. I just fucking call it Advil because it's easier to say.
That goes for food, too. You're just, some name brands are better, you know, but for the most part, you're just paying for the commercials.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because the generic shit doesn't have commercials.
There's real good store brand stuff. I sound like the oldest man in the world. Like, I love store brand stuff. Our ShopRite has great store brand. What was it, Bowling Basket, doing an ad for ShopRite?
Yeah. But I'll call things by their, you know, the brand name and then be buying the generic version of it. Like, right, I'm going to go get Pepsi. Not buying Pepsi. I'm buying Walgreens brand, whatever that fatal, what is it in Pepsi?
Is that famotidine?
Famotidine, yeah.
And omeprazole is what I think. That's just an acid.
All right.
So I was going to have, all right, my pastor, right? I was going to have him come on this today. but he was busy. It would have been.
Oh, was that the one you had on before, Fox? He was,
No. That's you talking about Brojack?
Brojack, yeah.
Oh, Brojack. That guy was so interesting.
Yeah, he's out in Texas. I did ask Brojack too, but he was busy. But my pastor at my church here in town, he's got a new barbecue sauce that's starting to grow.
Nice. Really?
He's got it in the local grocery stores and stuff. So I said, why don't you come on the show?
And then yeah, we got that many, you know.
Can you order it? Can you buy it online? Because I'll totally send that to me.
Drop it in the chat.
In the market.
I will. I'll put it in the chat. It's called Gertie's barbecue sauce.
Good.
Yeah,
I'll get a picture of it that so that you guys can see what it looks like and all that.
How'd you spell it, babe?
Gerdies.
Ger.
By the way, I dropped the weirdest comic I've ever seen about cucking in the chat for you guys.
Oh.
So weird. It's my favorite thing in the world. It's so fucking crazy.
That's the second thing I've heard about that today. The first one was Hulk Hogan.
That's what made me have to drop it in because it's from a site where they're like trying to make everything, you know, they're coming at this like cucking is completely okay.
Okay.
That's the angle that this comic is coming from. So it's that reminds so me funny. Of something.
All right. So this chick started following me on Instagram. You know, I have a public Instagram. Like it's not private. Only for the podcast, but my other one is. But and her last name was Rothschild. And I'm like, what who the fuck is this? Right. So I'm like, I seen she was following me, so I started following her back. Well, every and then you like, you know, when you're following somebody now, you start getting all these recommendations who else you should follow. Mm-hmm. And they're all like swingers and shit now.
Yeah.
Yes, the and lifestyle.
I'm like, where the fuck is all this shit coming from? And then I found out it was her. So
shit.
Carol Rothschild or some shit. Keep I thought Party he was going to be like one of the actual Rothschilds.
Oh,
is
she not? No.
Right.
Into swinging. The lifestyle.
Right.
Yeah. Fuba always says, whenever we go anywhere, he's like, should I ask him if they're into the lifestyle?
I just love that there's a term for like it's the lifestyle. Like, if you say the lifestyle, you know.
But say it in the voice you say it in when you say it.
I don't know. How do I say it?
You do it in your like your sexy, jokey voice.
Are you into the lifestyle? Are you living the lifestyle?
Okay. Isn't there like there's a it's like a clue that you're dealing with. Isn't it like if they have like a what are them animals that stand on one foot?
Flamingo.
If they have a flamingo in their front yard, that means they're swingers. I don't know
something
if that's
something like that. Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, I think there's a banana somehow. Yes.
I've never heard that one, mate. People
are going to think we're swingers when we buy a house, Fuba, because I'm going to be putting flamingos all over the front yard because I love those plastic flamingos.
My grandmother had a flamingo in her yard.
His parents do flamingo Halloween to their house.
No, they don't.
They have flamingos.
Is it a proper live flamingo or
no,
just a plastic
God,
one?
No, plastic.
Have you? I don't
remember it.
They're not a thing in the UK. Let me bring them up. In the US, these plastic lawn flamingos are a thing. People. I love them, but people think that they're tacky.
They're great. Yeah.
I absolutely love them. Let me find a picture of a yard. No. I just want the flamingos on the screen. There we go. So I'll show you a picture of our
background of Creepy Joe.
Those are lawn flamingos.
Yeah, they get one of them of good quality.
But so apparently that means you're a swinger or into the lifestyle.
I could be wrong. It was something like that, though.
I mean, I know hanky code, but
what? What's that mean?
In the gay community, they have what's called hanky code.
What's that?
And not all gay men use hanky code, and it's bandanas, the different colored bandanas. You put them in your back pocket, hanging out, and it lets another guy know what you're into.
Oh my God. I do. I wear a handkerchief for my pants.
And what pocket you're in, because it's for men, is whether you top or bottom that. So if you wearing the one for fisting, which I can't remember the color of that one, I think it's your right pocket means you will do the fisting and your left pocket means you want to receive the fisting. There's also like a yellow one if you like being pissed on or pissing on people. I like wearing a hanky coat. It's fucking crazy.
Well, I hope there aren't any for like camouflage or anything like that, because that's usually what I got hanging out of my pocket. I've never heard of the hanky code.
Okay. And it's like not all the men do it. It's just if they're into certain things, like got some kink, they'll have the hanky.
Okay, I'm like crazy.
Oh man.
Also, let me.
So, my wife's going to Thailand pretty soon.
Nice. Oh, shit. For how long?
I don't know. I think probably like a week or two.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah. Well,
for her, you're stuck here, right? Where
you going? I'm not going, no. But I told her, like, so she doesn't like me going to bars and stuff anymore, because I used to get myself in trouble, like getting fights or before we were married, and I'd be chasing women and, you know, I'd get drunk and act stupid. And I said, well, if you're going to another country, then I'm allowed to go to the bar.
I think that's fair.
I think it is. Yeah. But
you can go to the bar anytime you want, Fox.
Right. I made a couple of mistakes, so I had to, you know how it is, you gotta kiss ass sometimes.
Yeah.
Poopa.
Right?
Yeah. Poopa. I'm fucking right here.
Yeah, I don't care. You're always right here. I see shit like this to you all the time.
But she hasn't been back since she was like 4 years old.
Oh, to the bar? Wow.
How to Thailand. So her mom goes every once in a while, but supposedly now her mom's having a hard time walking and stuff. And so this is going to be her last time. She says this is her last time going. So she wanted to know if my wife and her brothers wanted to go. But it's going to cost, I think it's $1,000 one way.
Yeah, those tickets are not cheap.
How much it costs?
Yeah.
It's expensive, isn't it?
How long's the flight?
Shit.
Gotta be probably 24 hours.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, about a day. It took almost a day to get to Somalia. And I think that's a little bit farther than that.
What was it like there, mate? Was it nice?
Where?
Somalia.
Oh, hell no, it wasn't nice. You ain't never heard of Somalia?
Oh, was you? But that's when you served.
Yeah.
I'll get you, mate. Yeah, sorry.
They wouldn't have heard of that in the UK as much.
It's, yeah, the Somalia is a shithole. But there's nice areas in everywhere you go. Yeah. You know, like Haiti was pretty terrible in most areas, but then there was like a rich area that was beautiful. You know, it's probably yeah. like, it's like that anywhere you go.
Yeah, they look after their own, don't they? They don't give a fuck about anybody else, do they?
Yeah, they're just letting all those poor people down there starve and suffer.
It's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Fight amongst themselves. Like, the poor are supposed to fight amongst themselves. Well, they're just hoarding wealth.
Right.
Yeah. And a lot of them live in, like, gated communities as well I believe, anyway.
Yeah, and that's the trickle-down effect of it, you know? They make you think that you have to hoard everything. They don't. I've said it a bunch of times. There is not a food shortage. People are hoarding resources from you.
Right.
I think people panicked, don't they?
Yeah, it's the at the top, they're hoarding the resources from us. Like when they buy up our the water rights to sell you back water in a plastic bottle. Like, what the fuck?
Well, that's how we wound up in Somalia to begin with. So we were sending water and food over there, and the warlords started stealing it.
Okay, greed.
They wouldn't let it be distributed to the poor people that were starving. And so we went over there to get that straightened out. And then that led to a couple of missions so the mission right before we left was there was like a bunch of different warlords that were running different gangs, and they had a meeting. Like they were trying to like start helping each other. So it was almost like a militia type of deal.
Yeah.
And we found out the intelligence people found out the building they were having this meeting in. And we just shot it up with tow missiles and killed everybody. And there was like, I think the numbers that we had were like 13 or 15 people. And then Adid went on the news and said that we killed 71 people. 71. And then that was our last mission before we left. And then a couple weeks later was when they shot that Black Hawk down, and then shit really hit the fan. That's when it went all out. But it's started out to be like a humanitarian effect, you know?
Okay, and just like escalated.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy, mate, isn't it?
That's usually how it goes, where they just try to, you know, maybe that's the agenda they were trying to push. Maybe they knew what they were going to do the whole time. You know how that goes.
Yeah. They're always doing something.
Right.
Yeah.
Something to us.
Well.
Yeah. So this, do you know this Peter Thiel?
Not personally.
Yeah. But the bloke you was on the link. Is he in with Bill Gates and that?
No, he was talking shit about Bill Gates. That's the only thing I like about him.
But yeah, he's that kind of tech bro.
He was part of the PayPal mafia.
Yeah, he's like Elon Musk, Sam Altman, you know.
Right.
Peter Thiel.
There's something. I didn't read the article yet. You Clem gave me the high points, but he's starting to really kind of veer toward the occult, it sounds like, which is fucking...
Oh, really?
He's a weird dude. Clem knows more about him than I do.
I hate him.
What is he? Doesn't he have... I mean, there's always rumors that he has, like, sex slaves and shit like that, right?
But his...
Sex slaves.
There's rumors, and I believe that about all those rich, powerful people. Nobody ever tells them no. Nobody ever looks at them and says, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And he's very big on secrecy and privacy.
Yeah, and sometimes when he has these thoughts, instead of people saying, yeah, go out, like, work on these, like, you need someone to be like, that is the dumbest thing I have ever heard. Because if he came to me with those thoughts as my friend... Like, oh, well, maybe I'd be like, that is so fucking stupid. Shut the fuck up.
Right. And he is the primary reason that J.D. Vance is the vice president right now, because Peter Thiel funded him from the very beginning of his political career. So I'm pretty sure that his money is was funding the whole getting Trump and Vance in office so that he could push this Palantir thing that he's got going, because and now he's behind this drone company that they're building down in Columbus here in Ohio.
Drone company.
It's for military drones.
All right. And
the first thing I looked at was who's behind it, and he was one of them.
Fucking hell, mate.
I tried to buy stock in it, but it's not publicly traded. Cause you know that shit's gonna skyrocket.
Mm-hmm.
It's not publicly traded yet, but I'm keeping my eye on it.
Just call Nancy Pelosi. She'll get you some.
Oh, yeah. You know, they all will have it because they know what's up. You know who I really hate the most when it comes to that insider trading shit?
Who? What?
One-Eye McCain. Eye Patch McCain.
Dan Crenshaw.
Crenshaw, yeah.
One-Eye McCain.
Who is it? It's Crenshaw. I don't think I've seen him.
Dan Crenshaw. He was a Navy SEAL. I thought when he first started coming around, I'm like, oh, well, he was in the military, so he's probably a good dude. He wound up to be one of the biggest pieces of shit out there.
Really?
He owns more fucking stock. Like when all the shit went down with COVID, you know, he was buying shitloads of 3M stock, you know, the people that make the masks. You know, Pfizer, Moderna, all that. Johnson & Johnson. None of them motherfuckers can be trusted.
No.
They all got to go. All of them.
Right.
I just remember that stupid fucking AI campaign video he made for Trump. And I think it was 2020. And it's like... Or it wasn't even AI, it was like photoshopped, where they're like going into battle and they're all looking fit and like doing flips, and it's just the most childish thing I've ever seen in my life.
That was Dan Crenshaw?
It was like a little boy's war fantasy.
Sounds about right.
And I'm like, come on. For a fucking political ad.
Fox, you think that you know the drone place what you just mentioned?
Yeah,
you think it's got anything to do with the Chinese, what they've been flexing?
I mean, drones is the future of military.
Yeah, mate, I know. I mean, it's crazy, isn't it?
Pretty soon they're not going to need any human beings. You know,
and they're just going to be shooting at us with lasers when our phones tell them we got out of line.
Now we're going to be in adrenochrome farms.
Probably. We're going to be in the fucking Matrix.
Remember when Biden got pissed because people were talking about how many guns Americans have, and he's like, what are you going to do, man? Take on jets?
I mean, he's not wrong, though.
Right. I mean,
jets.
Like, what are you going to do? Like,
what a dick.
What are we going to do against, like, it's
jets?
We can't. We just can't.
At some point, right now they got people controlling them like they're playing a video game, but at some point they're just going to be programmed. You know what I mean? Like they'll program them and they'll go out and do what they're supposed to do, and then they'll come back. But then at some point they're going to get so much more smarter than us.
Yeah.
They might realize who the bad guys really are, and they might just turn on them. Who knows? At least I can dream.
I don't think
that they're gonna get smarter than us. I just don't. Just
Elon said by 2030. He said right now AI is already smarter than us.
No, it's not.
But he said by 2030 it's gonna be smarter than all of us put together.
It's not, because it's not even smart.
Imagine the size of the fucking now. Brain.
Like, it's not even actual intelligence, which is what pisses me off. Learned it's language not even model. New technology.
It's predicted. It's
marketing. It's not even really AI.
It's an algorithm. Like, that's it. It's a series of numbers, and it's a learned language model. It's the same thing as your predictive text on your phone.
You got people falling in love with these AI chatbots and killing themselves over it.
Yeah.
I mean,
because it doesn't, it's not thinking. Like, where if you were a paid chatter, I guess, say you were paid to chat, when someone started going crazy, you'd have the common sense to dial it back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It doesn't, it just follows the pattern of the style that you're writing in. And that's how that happens. You're like, I love you. It's just going to say, I love you back. Like, unlike a therapist who'd be like, oh, well, let's explore why you feel that way.
How lonely are people that they're even having conversations with a chatbot to begin with?
The world is so lonely now.
Yeah. And I think.
Yeah.
I keep going back to COVID, but I mean, you know, all that shit that went down, people sitting in their houses all the time.
It changed so much, COVID.
Yeah, man.
It really did. It fucked a lot of shit up, It's still now.
Yeah, and it's by
repercussions from it.
It's by design to get you like hooked on social media, watching, and not to say, like, trust me, I am someone who doom scrolls fucking TikTok. Right, Fupa?
So?
Yeah, but it's designed to keep you hooked, to engage in the algorithm, in all of these things. And so you think, because these videos talking to you, people are forming parasocial relationships with content creators, because you're mistaking it for human interaction. It's designed that way. It's just designed to keep your eyes on the screen.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why it's like you're kind of like a magnetic, and it's having that effect.
Yeah, I mean, no, like everyone says, like, touch grass as a joke, but like, literally, put your phone down sometimes and fucking touch, reach out and communicate with someone.
What's it called? Touch grass.
Touch grass.
It's grounding. Like it's hippie shit, but I mean, I think it's real. You know what I mean? Like, I go sit outside in the yard all the time.
Yeah, and just go into the real world. Like, you go online and you're doom scrolling TikTok like I'm doing, and everyone seems to hate each other and be angry at each other, and they're feeding you all these stereotypes of people. And then all you have to do is walk outside your house, go interact with real humans, you know?
Yeah, because half of it's bots online.
Yeah, and people are people. The craziest ones are the ones that, because they're entertaining. Like, and trust me, I love fucking drama. I will watch all of these crazy people on TikTok all the time.
I do
like, it helps me anyway, going out for a walk, especially like around woods and that, because there's a couple of places around here.
Yeah, and interact with people. Nice. Be friendly, you know? It's make some friends.
I don't know about that. I just like
it's good for you. No, even doing something like this is good. You're interacting with people. Like, just interact with people. That's all I'm saying to people.
Yeah, I get you, mate. I get you.
Well, I guess we're this is the core roundtable group right here. Unfortunately, nobody showed up. Nobody else showed up this time.
Let's but keep hey, doing it.
Who needs them?
We keep talking about. Swingers and all kinds of stuff.
Swingers,
flamingos.
Swinging flamingos.
Oh, yeah. What was this Mel Gibson phone call? I wanted to know a bit about that.
Does Mel Gibson have a flamingo in his yard? I bet he does.
Well, his girlfriend or baby mama, I don't think they were married. She set him up. And then she sold all the recordings to, an internet site, and just drug his ass through the mud.
Of oh, the ones of him being racist?
Racist, threatening her. He threw a fit because she didn't, she fell asleep before she gave him a blowjob. he threw a fit. I mean, like I said, I used to just
he's probably just shit fox.
Listen, yeah, he's got a hell of a temper and it's funny to listen to. But he paid to have that shit scrubbed, man. You can't find it anymore. But I want to say this was like probably 2006, 2008, something like that.
We got to look for it, Fupa. It's got to be somewhere. Know.
Believe me, I've tried.
Fox can't find it.
I don't know. I mean, there's some things that you get scrubbed from the internet. Like, I cannot find the anal birth of Bert.
Oh, God. Dude.
Not find the what?
Has she explained this to you guys yet?
The anal birth of Bert. It's a porn movie.
You don't have to.
Oh, is it Shelter?
It's from like 1980. It's
specifically 1980.
I've seen it. It's a 8-minute porn loop that plays in a porn booth. And it is about I'm gonna be nice to you guys, I'm not gonna go into detail. It's about a guy who gives birth to a Bert doll through his butthole. But there's very little talking other than when he's about to go into labor, he goes, "It's time." There's a lot of ass.
Just 1 minute, please, Clem.
Just one minute.
Sorry. Right. Yeah, all I've got so far is, dude, does he give birth to a bird? A bird.
Well, they eventually, yes, they pull it out of his butthole.
And it's already formed.
I found
one. Is it
already
formed or is it in egg form? Or like.
I found one.
Is it like a chicken?
Wait, you found the anal birth of Bert?
No, Mel Gibson.
Oh, yes, let's go for it.
You guys want to hear it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Let me share it. Let me see. Share.
I have plenty of energy to drive over there. You understand me? And I will. So just fucking listen to me. Listen to my fucking ranting. Listen to what you do to me.
I didn't do anything to you.
A pain in the ass.
You are ruining my life.
You make my life so fucking difficult.
Well, you know what? It's
you'll be a woman that fucking supports me instead of a woman that sucks off me. And just fucking sucks me dry. And once, get out of this relationship if you're a good woman and you love me. What? I don't believe you anymore.
What did he just say?
Think of your bullshit. Has any relationship ever worked with you? No!
Listen to me. You don't love me because somebody who loves does not behave this way. I do not.
Hang
on a
second.
One second, please. Can I please speak?
I love you because I treated you with every kindness,
no.
Every consideration. You rejected. You would never be happy. Fuck you. Get the fuck away from me. But my daughter is important. All right. Now you have one more chance. And I mean it. Now, fucking go if you want. But we'll give you one more chance. You make me want to smoke. You fuck my day up. You care about yourself.
You're so selfish.
When I am being so fucking good to you. You fucking
crazy. I didn't do anything. I did not do anything. This is your selfish imagination. That's all.
Fuck up. You should just fucking smile.
I'm sleeping with a baby. I'm waking up every 2 hours. I fell asleep because I was waiting for you because you weren't ready to go to jacuzzi as we agreed.
Who the fuck cares? We agreed nothing. You agreed. You just fucking expect shit. Go to the goddamn jacuzzi yourself. Go to fuck the fucking jacuzzi. It's a sin.
I was just.
No fucking soul.
I didn't blame you for anything.
My soul is screaming because
I was just waiting and sleeping.
You have no fucking soul!
life because we had no spiritual common ground. You and I have none. Zero. You won't even fucking try.
All right, you guys get the idea.
God, he's so fucking emotional.
Yeah, the breathing.
He's like so emotional. He's like a little fucking kid.
Well, and she knew that. And you could tell she was trying to piss him off even more because she knew it was being recorded. He didn't, you know?
Yeah, she's but, like,
she knew she sounded to me. Honestly, I gotta tell you, she knew she sounded to me like she was at the end of her fucking rope with him.
Oh, for sure.
And yeah. That she was just like, she wasn't even trying to piss him off. She was just done at that point.
Yeah. That's what I call uncontrollable rage.
That's the time she finally recorded it. Think of how many times it happened before she fucking recorded it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Right.
That is some good uncontrollable rage, though.
I used to listen to the... There's like fucking 8, 12, 15 of these phone calls. And he's just like that on every one of them.
You know, man, some people sometimes, they just lose it, don't they? They just do.
Yeah. All right. Until next month... Or unless we get together on an interview or something or an episode.
Yeah, we got to put some stuff together. Let's start putting some stuff together this weekend.
Okay, we can start doing it tonight.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. All right. Thank you, Fox.
Thanks for having us.
It was good.
Thanks for coming on.
It was good to see you. Hear from you again, General Lee.
And Julio, yes, thank you very little.
Yeah, Julio seems fake and gay.
Julio.
Yeah.
He's John Bobbitt's third penis.
Oh, shit, mate. Oh,
the one that didn't show up.
All right, people. All right. Thanks. All right. And I'll catch you next time.
All right. Yeah. Bye.